About a year ago, Steve Bannon became a near household word. That's because Steve Bannon has the ear of President Trump that makes him one of the most powerful men in the world.
Bloomberg business reporter Joshua Green's new book explores how Bannon went from growing up outside of Richmond to chief strategist for Donald Trump. It's called Devil's Bargain, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and the Storming of the Presidency. Josh joins us to talk about it. Great to have you here, Josh.
Good to be here.
Clearly, you spent a lot of time talking to Steve Bannon before and during the writing of this book. Who is he to you?
I mean, to me, he is the fascinating figure at the center of the presidential race who really explains how it is that Donald Trump got elected president. What I wanted to do in the book was deliver the first full accounting of Trump's win, how he did it, what really happened, and Bannon was key to that effort. He is a guy with a strange background, been around D.C. for a long time, although not very famous, came from a Navy family in Richmond, went to Harvard, Goldman Sachs, Hollywood, but eventually wound up as the publisher of Breitbart News, the populist right website, was introduced to Trump in 2011 and became an informal advisor. And then last August, when Trump's campaign was in a tailspin, took over and helped him win an upset victory.
Most people, as we mentioned at the top, didn't learn about Steve Bannon until August of last year, basically. But he had been working behind the scenes very closely with Donald Trump for a while. Go into that a little bit.
Well, he had. I mean, Bannon has been or was a longtime fringe figure in right-wing conservative politics who was introduced to Trump by a guy named David Bossie, a longtime anti-Clinton Republican activist. And as Trump became more serious about running for president, I think he took a shine to Bannon's brand of populist politics, the kind of, you know, punch you in the nose approach that Donald Trump takes to everything. And Bannon had the ideas, a lot of the slogans. He got Trump focused on immigration. And with Trump's own spin about how we're going to build a wall, he really won over Republican voters.
Did he, in your mind, help create the Trump narrative? Because clearly the Donald Trump, the president we have today, is not the man of yesterday.
What Bannon did for Trump is he put Trump's candidacy into a broader narrative context. It wasn't just Donald Trump, the famous builder and developer. Trump did that one on his own. What Bannon did was say that Trump is part of this populist uprising that's sweeping across the globe. It's arrived now on the U.S. shores. Donald Trump is the avatar of populist nationalism, and he's going to take over the country.
Steve Bannon, as we said, came onto the scene in August, but it was kind of a surprise to everybody. I mean, the Trump campaign had just come off the convention, and things seemed to be going okay, I guess, until he hit a little bump there afterward. How did Steve Bannon manipulate himself into the number one position in the campaign?
Well, Trump hit a bunch of big bumps. Mm-hmm. He was fighting with Megyn Kelly, and he mm-hmm. was attacking a Gold Star family, and things were going in a bad direction. But a couple of Trump's advisors said, listen, you need somebody who's going to fight harder for you, who's going to be more aggressive. Bannon is aggressive by nature and had known Trump for a while by dint of having informally advised him. And so in August, when it looked like Trump's campaign was going into a tailspin, Bannon was brought in and got Trump focused on attack Hillary Clinton.
So without Steve Bannon, could Donald Trump have done this? Could Donald Trump have connected with that base that has propelled him and continues to support him fervently?
Donald Trump is going to like the answer, but I don't think Donald Trump would have been elected president without Steve Bannon. I lay out two reasons why in the book. One, Bannon built this whole series of interlocking organizations that was attacking Hillary for years before Trump ever came on the scene. And number two, at the moment when Trump was really at his lowest point, Bannon was able to come in and use those groups and redirect Trump's attention, keep it trained on Hillary Clinton, and in the end, that was just enough to eke him to a victory.
Steve Bannon then becomes a chief advisor to the president after the election, and then he goes along and he gets that famous Time magazine cover. Steve Bannon kind of got on Donald Trump's bad side after that, didn't he?
Donald Trump is the movie star in Donald Trump's narrative, and he doesn't want any co-stars. Mm-hmm. And Steve Bannon's near-fatal problem was that he started getting more attention, as much attention as his boss did. And worse, people were portraying Bannon as the puppet master, the guy pulling the strings. I think that was very upsetting to Trump's ego, and Bannon got cast out of the inner circle pretty quickly after that, although he's managed to climb his way back.
How important is power to Steve Bannon?
I think it's everything. And I think he recognizes that Donald Trump is his best avenue to power. You would never find a Steve Bannon in a Marco Rubio administration or Jeb Bush administration. Traditional Republicans don't like Steve Bannon, wouldn't go anywhere near Steve Bannon because he spent most of his time attacking them as a conservative publisher. But with Trump, who breaks all the political norms, Bannon knows that if he can stay in the White House, he'll have a chance to impose his political ideas.
Critics sort of portray Steve Bannon as this Rasputin-type figure. How did you find him personally?
Bannon privately is a lot different than Bannon publicly. I mean, he's a very charismatic guy. He's a former Wall Street dealmaker, Hollywood backslapping type. I could understand why I was surprised when Trump hired him. But it made sense when you think about it. I mean, Trump is a dealmaker. Bannon's a dealmaker. He speaks that kind of language, real kind of alpha male swagger. And he's a very smart guy. You don't necessarily get that in his public portrayal, but he has a clear idea of what it is he's trying to achieve. And a lot of people in the Trump White House, I think, don't.
One of the things he was clearly trying to achieve was to give voice to what now has become the alt-right. And he helped create that movement. We know how important the movement was to this election. But moving forward, how does he continue to use that to maintain the levers of power with the president?
I think Bannon's real target initially was the leaders of his own party, the Republican Party. And he used these alt-right forces, these outsiders, these rabble-rousers to kind of come in and attack GOP establishment leaders. And you saw the success of those kinds of attacks when John Boehner, the former House Speaker, was pushed out. I think what Bannon did was unleash a lot of ugly forces in our politics that became very prominent during the presidential race. And having kind of pulled the cork out of the bottle and let them into our civic life, they're not going away. And the one guy who is better at directing them and sparking their energy than Steve Bannon is Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has been more than happy to do that.
What else would you like us to take away from your book?
The question I got most as a political reporter right after the election was, how did this happen? How come nobody saw this coming? What I want people to take away from the book, whether they're Democrat, Independent, Republican, is to read it and think, okay, now I understand what happened. I may not like it. I may not like the people, or I may think it's the greatest thing in the world, but now I understand what really happened to get Donald Trump elected president.
I'd like to ask you one other thing. Not if you necessarily find Steve Bannon to be dangerous, but from folks you spoke with, is he considered a dangerous figure?
I think he is. I mean, he's a guy who has some very radical ideas. And just on a personal level, he has a very volatile temper. In a lot of ways, he's Trump-like. He's very hot and cold, and he doesn't have any experience in government at all. So the idea that Bannon and Trump are, you know, alone together in the White House pulling the levers of power upsets a lot of people, not just outside the White House, but inside the White House, too.
Does he last the Trump administration?
I think Bannon is like a cockroach after a nuclear war. He is not going to leave unless Trump or somebody forces him out. So barring that situation, yes, I think he probably does last.
All righty. Joshua Green's book is called Devil's Bargain, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and the Storming of the Presidency. He'll be at Politics and Prose in the District this Sunday at 5. Thanks so much for being with us,
Josh. Thank you, guys.